for your love. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your presence. Precious Lord, we thank you. Thank you for calling us your own. Thank you for the gift of ministry. Thank you for the gift of men. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your power. And right now, every spirit that is not of God, oppress their minds. Jesus is here. Hearts are open. Minds are set free. For this cause the Spirit of the Son of Man came on the earth. Jesus said, how God hath anointed me with the Holy Ghost and with power. I have been sent for said Lord to heal them that are sick, recover the sight of the blind, set at liberty them that are captives, heal the brokenhearted, declaring the acceptable year of the Lord. Right now, as we gather as a church in this place, the Spirit of God has His way. And every struggle is taken away. And that this atmosphere, things are supernaturally corrected. In the name that is above every name. Thank you. Thank you that troubled hearts are being stabilized. Fears are being dispelled. Men are full of joy. Brother, have you not said amen now? It's a sensitive moment. So just receive it as you are. Full of joy. I said, full of joy. I said, full of joy. And we, as a church this afternoon, are going to be looking at something important. And I had been in prayer hoping to get something for us to eat this morning. And what I was receiving was pretty much interesting. But then I'm trusting God's Spirit for the right utterance for today's meeting. I'm sure by the end of the meeting, we're going to know shortly what we're going to be having as emphasis as a church this morning. And if you came into the service today, the Lord wants to speak to you specifically and to further empower you for the upcoming events. So we get to see that it is that time of the year where we ought to remind ourselves of a key truth, and that feather will propel us into doing what God wants us to do. So, as a minister, I know how important it is to remind or to bring to remembrance. In fact, it's one of the things that I realize that every minister would have to get used doing. You have to remind. In fact, the work of teaching is a constant work of reminding also. Because after I have taught you for 15 years, 20 years, there are going to be constant reminders. But it's just that you need to have those reminders at very specific moments of your life. So, today, as I got on to what we have to talk about, I sense the Lord lay on my heart to set a certain reminder. And this reminder, I am trusting that should further strengthen you. Now look at what I'm saying is biblical. 2 Peter chapter number 1. 2 Peter chapter number 1. 2 Peter chapter number 1. And we're reading from verse 12. And this is Peter who encourages the church to be faithful in their growth in the faith. But he makes a very striking statement that I want us to pay attention to. He says that, "Wherefore I will not be negligent." So there's a form of negligence on the part of a minister if he does not remind. I was watching a great man of God, and I realized something. He had told the same story over maybe close to 35 years. And I'm like, every story, and he doesn't say like, "I already told you this story. I already mentioned this thing to you." No. He says it as though he's speaking it for the first time and they're hearing it for the first time. So I was like, okay, then I think I need to stop saying that I already shared this with you and say it to you again and again and again and again and again and again. So as a church, now these are things you already know because you see that it's very scriptural. See,
chapter 1, verse 12. He says, wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. There is a negligence on the part of the believer who does not say things over again. And there's also going to be a negligence on behalf of the congregation who get tired of hearing the same thing again and again. So, Peter is saying that I'm not going to be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these, though ye know them, right? And be established in the present truth. So Peter is saying that you know these things, but there's a responsibility I have as a minister to remind you of what these are. You know, there was a time, I think something happened, and I shared a story with a few brothers, and I always laugh very hard when I share that story, because it was one of the times where I saw my life flash before my eyes. Yes, I thought I was going to go, actually. Yes, so I traveled to Kumasi and I went to live with somebody, and then you know, if you live with me, you know I really come home late many of the times. So they used to tell me that, hey, when you come early so that we can lock the door. I said, oh, I'll be fine. So they had some wild dogs in the house. So that was about 4 or 5 years ago, 3 to 4 years ago. I was like, hey, dogs. I mean, the dogs, when you see them in the cage, you are more likely to urinate on yourself than when you see them standing next to you. Yes. So we always saw them in the cage. We look at them like this, say, wow, that's a real dog. It's not a lion. No. So I told me, come home early. I'll not come. That's why sometimes when they speak to you, you have to listen, you see. I'll not come. I'll be going late. Come. I'll not come. Then one time I went home. So I thought the dogs were in their cage because I looked around. I didn't have any traces of the dogs. Looked around further. There was no traces of dogs. So I now said, let me pick a phone and call the people in the house. I called them in the house and nobody was picking. So those of us who have been going to church, we are good jumpers of walls, because your mother and father might not open you every time you come. So I thought to myself, it was a good time to skip, because there was nobody. I was calling, nobody hitting, nobody, dogs not barking. So I said, okay. So I now jumped into the house, and mind you, these are dangerous dogs. In fact, nobody else deals with these dogs in the house except the parents, the mother and the father. Even the children, the child, I was told, is that the last time something like that happened, they had to come down with a knife from the top to save their son. So if their son, in fact, their son lives with them in the house, but their son doesn't have the courage to deal with the dogs. So here is me. I'm thinking the dogs are in their cages. It's one of the times in my life, I'm telling you, it flashed before my eyes. So I jumped, got it. They still had no traces. So I was like, okay, I think they are locked. But you see, I wasn't so smart, because they never leave those dogs at the time I came. So I'm sure maybe they were doing something at the other back. So I jumped and clear. So I'm sharing with you a story for something important. So I now started, you know, you have to walk, 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 then you take a curve then you now get to where I'm supposed to enter, which is where I'm supposed to go. So I was walking attentively, trying not to disturb. As I walked, it's like I saw the dots. I'm telling you, when I saw the dogs, they were shocked. Believe me when I tell you this. The dogs themselves, they were shocked. You are laughing like it's not a true life story. It's actually a true life story. So, and it was the two of them all. They stood there like this. And they now look like, who are we seeing? Are we seeing a human being? They couldn't believe their sight. That at this time, you are here. So I stood there. So I saw, when I saw the two of, I saw the two of them. They were, you can see, as long as fat. I mean, their meals are like your 7 days chicken. I'm serious. Yeah, I'm there the morning, they grill the chicken, they mix everything together. So when they hold your bones, so there I stood and I saw the dogs. And they didn't rush. They were shocked. They stood there and they looked like, yes. So I stood there. Now I'm looking at them. And they too, they were also looking at me. So, I always share this. I said that for like 3 seconds, I forgot. I forgot Jesus. I forgot everything. I forgot. I was, you know, when people are in shock, I've experienced it once in my lifetime. I was standing there, shocked, looking at the dog. In shock for 3 seconds. So, for 3 seconds, like, okay. You don't know whether it's a dream. You are awake. You are there, looking at me like this. So I said. So I stood there, straight like a log. And they were now coming. The two of them. Yeah. I'll never forget. I'll never forget. Something I saw in the cage. Now I'm seeing it. Standing there for 3 seconds. Is he a dream? No, it's not a dream, it's real life. And at that time I couldn't run back because, I mean, you're just going to be chewed alive. And there are several instances where people come into a house, they bit them badly, bled, chewed, blood all over. So I was not, I remembered those stories. So, we're still on remembrance. And then, they now came to me. When they were like a few meters from me, I said, this is it. This is it. This is it. This is it. Pascal, they've always told you. Those times, you remember your mother's advice. Yes. Two instances I saw my life flash before my eyes. The other instance, I'll share it with you another time. I stood there. This is it. This is it. Today's today. You can't shout. Because by the time they'll come down, they've messed you up. So I stood there quietly. But people of God, one of the things I can always say about this story is that I sensed a being that stood behind me. I always share this story. When I shared, I said there was somebody standing behind me. Yeah, there was somebody. I could literally feel a presence standing behind me. And then they now came to me. And do you know what they did? they'll open up their mouth like this, and then they'll just hold my trouser. You know, like, you just that. Take your seat so that you can see the illustration. Like, you're standing there like this. I remember this side. They just put their mouth here, as if you are doing it. They did that for like 5 times. They'll come close, then they'll open up their mouth, then they put it here, and they just, like, they are, as if they are tickling you. So I said, so you do the one, the other one also just does this. That's it. Then I now remembered I had a phone. So while they were doing, see, I was very intelligent. So I put my hand in my pocket gently, and I removed my, because if you do, I search for number, and I call. God willing, so good. God being so good, when I call, then somebody in the house picked. And I said, you don't talk too much in such a state. Don't talk too much. That's what I'm saying, that there are, when we, as we grow, there are commands that are going to be given to you. It's not talking too much. So I just said, I lifted it up a bit so that, I said, man of God. Come outside now, come outside now. So, before I could hang up, I hear him scream like, Mitchell. Then I hung up. You know, okay. Okay. Then all I want, they will come. Hey! I could not remember, but God still saved me. But if it was left to mentioning the name of Jesus, I did not remember. I just knew there was somebody there, and I said, Lord, this person should stay. About 4 or 5 times, open their mouth, just rap against my feet like this. I'm telling you, you've knit on yourself or something. Rub the leg, I said, okay. So finally, even he can't come outside because the dog doesn't know him. So finally, they did that, and then they walked a few meters away, and then I now entered the house. That's when I said, Sha, Mantalaba. Take your seats. But at that time, it was late. Even though God saved me, I don't want you to be caught up in life like that. My word is very simple. God will save you. Amen. In any situation that you find yourself in. Amen. Are you listening? Yes. Today we have something more or less like an exhortative sermon. Something that exhorts. That's what we have. Take your seats. So, I could not remember. And at that time I'd seen angels before. I knew it was an angel standing before me. I didn't see. But before that time, I'd seen angels before. So why didn't I remember that there was an angel I saw that walked with me and that stood with me? You know, sometimes many people tend to forget what God has said to them in the midst of trials and tribulations and temptations. But you are not going to be like them. So 2 Peter chapter number 1. So in 2 Peter, Peter is saying that I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. So he says, though you know them already, know them already. You already know them. Say, I've heard of, trust God, I'm trusting God, but it's like the trust is not trusting. What kind of language is that? See, you know that you're supposed to trust God. But on the other hand, there's something that makes you feel like, I think I've exhausted whatever it is that has to do with faith and trust and believing and holding on to God's word. But you're not like that. So Peter knows that there are people that are going to be forgetful, so he puts them in constant reminding, or he puts them in constant remembrance, right? Now see what 2 Timothy says. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses number 14. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses number 14. So of these things, put them in what? Remembrance. Charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit. So Paul is telling Timothy a very basic truth. Timothy, remind them of the things that they already know. See 1 Timothy 4 verse 6. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verses number 6. It's telling Timothy again, if thou wilt put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. So he's telling Timothy, there's a time where you need to have the people saying, pastor has taught us this before, but yet still, we're going to be receiving it as though we have never heard it before. And we're going to be practicing it as though we've never practiced it before. You know, anytime you get used to the concept of God's word, that's when it starts not to bless you. Do you understand? It starts not to bless you. Oh, I am used to it. Oh, isn't it not John 3:16? Oh, for God so loved the world, I give you some. Amen. Is it not that one? I've just quoted it for you. How is that scripture going to bless you? How are you going to be moved by God's love if you commonized, or if you commonize that scripture? So Paul is telling Timothy, there are things that ought to be reset, over and over and over and over and over and over again. Now, if Timothy will do this, you are going to be what? A good what? Minister. So, you want to know a good minister by how much he repeats what has already been said. I watch Bishop Dagwood Mills, and I'm so excited about Bishop. And Bishop goes with him to every crusade, every Give Thyself Holy conference that he can. And I'm using those as examples. And the man is just excited and receiving. Maybe there was a camp in 2016 tagged, maybe let's say prayer. Then maybe 2023, there's another prayer camp. And he acts like he's not heard it before. And I said, that is an example. He always receives. Always receives. So, a good congregation will be also that congregation who doesn't get tired of receiving repeated things. You see that? Because many of the things that you hear, you've probably not even put them to work. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. So a good congregation will be somebody that can listen and then act on whatever it is that has already been said. Now I have a sure word for you, all who are listening to me. And that's because, like I said, today I came just having a stir in my heart to encourage you, exhort you. And You know, we're at that point of the year where it feels like we already are sure that the year has ended. November is gone. 2025. Some people ask themselves, so is that it? It's just gone like that. And, you know, a lot would have happened. Of course, there are good things that have happened. There are some unexpected things that have also happened. There are even mistakes that have been made. Things you said you will not do, you did exceedingly and abundantly more, surpassing all. One time, I went to pray, and I said, hey, I said, devil, if you try, actually, that was not what I said, but I just went to pray, but I told myself that I'm going to pray till a particular time, so I was praying, so I just said, let me put my head. And I had traveled a distance. to pray. I just said, let me put my head on the this thing small. Ah! Before I realized it's already morning. So I got up. I was so furious. I just took my things. I took my bag. I said, I'm going. So while I was going home, those people who come to you, they come for coins, children. You know, one just came to me and said, if you hold on. You know. I looked at her and said, if you hold me. And she didn't mind me, oh. She still held me. Yeah. And I said, oh. Ah. So while I was doing that, the Lord now said, you are venting your innocence. You said you were going to pray, you went to sleep. You see, you are venting your innocent, frustration for not praying. If you hold me, the Lord said, relax. So some of you might have had certain expectations. And it looks like those expectations were not met fully. Maybe it's been met to a certain, maybe standard, but it's not being fully met. You see, I came to tell someone, and like I said, today, there's a brighter ahead of what God has called you to do. Are you listening? There's great brightness ahead. Amen. Of what God has called you to do.
Amen.
Take your seats. So Sam also started the year. It's like they had anticipations. Expectations. Some also had things they did not expect to happen, but it looked like it happened. You applied for that opportunity. It didn't really go through. You tried out that visa. It didn't also go through. Right? You lost somebody that you really love. You had a broken relationship. Somebody that you love so much told you, I'll never leave you.
and the person walked out and banged the door at you. But I came to tell someone this morning, you have God's help. Listen to me. I said, you have God's help. I said, you have God's help. Take your seats. For us, we might not have any of those experiences. However, we're just not clear as to what the future holds. It's almost like, okay, we are here, but we don't know what next is ahead. I came to tell someone this morning, God is going to lead you. That's what he says I should tell you. He's leading you in every aspect of your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He's leading you in every sector of your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The hand of God is resting mightily upon you.
Amen.
And he's moving you in the area that you have to go.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. Sit down. You know, sometimes it might seem like you are sort of confused about what next, what life holds for you, what exactly you should do, sometimes where to go, who to talk to concerning something. But, you know, I want to encourage you, because the Lord, like I told you, put a word of encouragement on my lips for you this morning. And these are not just words of encouragement. They are words that are going to bear forth fruits of whatever he said in your life.
Amen.
So whatever you are trusting God for, he says I should tell you, those dreams will be met.
Amen.
Yes, they'll be met.
Amen.
I said they'll be met.
Amen.
I said they'll be met.
Amen.
I said they'll be met.
Amen.
For some other people, there are some fears, which I don't teach you, but sometimes you find the enemy throwing in some fears here and there. What is the next 2 years going to look like? What is the next 3 years of your life going to look like? What your mother said about you? Is it going to happen? What are you, going to use your life for? Is this how I'm going to end? You know, the devil poses a lot of questions at you in your mind. He's good at doing that. He makes you question God's plan for your life, question God's will for your life. Is this what God wants me to do? Is this where he wants me to be? Is this what he wants my hands to get to doing? Is this the business I should start? The year has gone back. It looks like when I look behind the years, I seem to be falling back. And all of these things are things that come to many minds. They come to many minds. Oh, what if this thing I'm doing does not even work? It is working.
It's working.
Yes. So you see that some people are frustrated. But you will not be frustrated. I said you will not be frustrated. You will not be frustrated.
I will not be frustrated.
Listen to me, the Lord is leading your life supernaturally. It almost looks like it's your own ideas, your own thoughts, your own decisions. It almost looks like there are thoughts that come up at you. But I'm telling you that God is leading you in this time and in this season.
Amen.
In the area that you have to go.
Amen.
In what you have to do, the Lord is leading you.
Amen.
Where you have to go, God is leading you.
Amen.
Your life will remain a blessing.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Some of us look around us in our families and we're wondering. We're wondering, what can we do? Listen to me. God has raised you to help your family.
Amen.
He has raised you to be that agent of change in your family.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. There's a change you're causing in that home. There's a change you're causing in that family.
Amen.
There's a change you're causing in that community. There's a change you're causing in this nation. In the name of Jesus. Take your seats. So, never find yourself becoming confused as to what you have to do. As to where you have to be. What business you have to get your hands involved with. So, the reason why I say this is because sometimes the enemy comes up at you and he tries to tell you a lot of things that are not true. Oh, the year has gone, you have not really done anything. The next year is also going to be like that. You said you pray, you didn't pray. You said you study, you didn't study. You said you fast, you didn't fast. You said you go to school, you've gone to school, but you've not really gone to school. I don't know what that is, but he says a lot of careless things. I mean, when you think about it, you said I said I'll go to school, but I said I'm not going to school. Yeah. You said you're going to give yourself to the ministry, but look at you. Dirty, silly thing. You'll be amazed what he tells people in their minds. You'll never amount to anything. You'll never become anything substantial. Oh, the school you are even involved, it won't even go well. You will not do well. That's not true. That's a lie.
That's a lie.
I said, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
I see you making it.
I'm making it.
I said, I see you making it. And I see you becoming what God wants you to become. In the name of Jesus. 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 Your life is a blessing. I said your life is a blessing. I said your life is a blessing. You know, the Lord is telling me to tell someone. Whatever it is that looks like has been left behind. Or whatever it looks like has been lost. Whatever that looks like is not working. Whatever that looks like you have been left behind. I see you moving forward. 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 The Lord is your helper. I said the Lord is your helper. I said the Lord is your helper. I said the Lord will help you. Say I'm helped by God. 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 Say I am helped by God. In your businesses, you are helped by God. Concerning that situation, the Lord is stepping in and expecting out his help to you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is helping you. You have the Lord's help. I said you are not alone. You have God's help. You have God's help. You have God's help. You have God's help. Go ahead and pray in the spirit. My life will not end. Uselessly or needlessly. Because I have the help of God. I have the help of God. It doesn't matter what February came with. It doesn't matter what February came with. I lost something. I did something I should not have become. I did something that I should not do. In March, something important left me. In April, oh, something I brought to the time. Go ahead and pray in the spirit. Go ahead and pray in the spirit. It's all working out for my good. 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 The Lord is
on my side. The Lord is on my side. The Lord is on my side. The Lord is on my side. Malakasha talabaya baraba.
Take your seat. Just speak in the language of the Spirit. Under your breath. Don't cut flow. Don't cut. So it's almost looking like the year has passed by, but something you were expecting didn't happen. Something you were trusting for didn't happen. Something you didn't expect to happen happened. Something you were not looking out for happened. But I came to tell somebody, listen to me. I almost sense the Lord say to me that tell them to forget the things that have happened. Forget the things that have happened. Because there's something really bright ahead of you. There's something bright ahead of you. Forget the losses. Forget the things that it looks like you should have done that you did not do. It didn't turn out well. I came to tell someone this morning, it's working out for your good. And the Lord says, I should tell you, there's going to be a sudden occurrence of His blessing that you have never experienced before. I'm telling you, the sudden experience of His blessing, that which it looks like you have trusted God for, you have prayed for, you have looked for God for, there's going to be a sudden response. It's going to be sudden. It's going to be sudden. I remember one time, I don't know, one of my birthdays, I sat in my chair. And while I sat in my chair, I was asking the Lord, I said, Lord, I want to hear what you have to say concerning a certain matter of a ministry. I was praying to God and saying, Lord, I want to see this. I want to have this. You know, why is it that this thing has not worked by this time? I'm looking forward to seeing it because you told me that it's going to work. You told me that it's working. You told me that by this time, this is going to happen. That is going to happen. This is going to be the case. I sat down. I literally just saw an angel walk into my room and he pulled out a scroll. And on it, on that scroll was Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2. He says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it. He says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. There is an appointed season for which whatever God has said in your life will come to pass, will come to pass. There is an appointed time. There is an appointed season for whatever God has said in your life. Life will happen. And I came to tell somebody, do not give up. I'm telling you something. Do not give up on what God has told you to do. Say, I refuse to give up. 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 So the Lord told me, he says, the vision is yet for an appointed time. There's an appointed time. So don't lose hearts. Don't drop the ball too quickly. Don't lose hearts. That ministry God has called you to fulfill, I'm telling you, if you do not lose hearts, that ministry that God has called you to fulfill, if you do not lose hearts at it, that vision, that dream, you know, that ambition, if you do not lose hearts at it, you're going to have whatever God has said for your life come to pass. Many times people lose out, they lose hearts, they get tired, they get weary. It's almost like you're trying to push them against something that they don't want to do or they don't want to see. But it's just one thing, they just lose heart. You're never confused. So you're not going to lose hearts. Are you listening? You have the help of God. I said you have the help of God. You have the help of God. Turn with me to Daniel.
Never confused. Never dismayed. Never waning in the faith. Never moved by, never confused.
Yes,
never dismayed, never waning in the faith, never moved by the rage. Lift up my hands.
Listen, go.
I say yes to your will. Yes to the call.
Lift up my hands. Say, Lord, I trust you. 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 I trust you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, never confused. Never dismayed. Never waning in the faith. Never moved by the rage. Oh, never. Never despair. Never waning in the faith. Never moved by the rage.
Lift up my hands
in surrender. Yes to your will. Yes to the call.
Listen to me right now. Begin to pray in the spirit and rebuke every spirit of fear and timidity. Begin to lift up your voice. 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 I'm not afraid. 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 Because the Lord, my God, is with me. Declare goodness all around you. Declare goodness all around you. Declare goodness all around you. Matala
Declare yourself an overcomer. Declare yourself a winner. Over anything that stands in your way. You say, I win.
Listen to me, your seat, whatever you are trusting God for. You have his help. Listen to me. He would not leave. Neither would he forsake. You know what to do. Every single time.
Say that confidently.
So see Isaiah before we get into Daniel 41 verse 8. This is the Lord encouraging Israel. So yes, January is gone. February, April, May, July, September. And it looks like we're at the latter part of it. But in these times, you have God's help. Whatever you did that did not work, as you go back to do it, it will respond.
Amen.
And the Lord is helping you. I'm telling you. That's what he just says. He says, tell them I'll help them. That's not something to joke with. I'll help them. Many times, I came to remind, just I'm saying, these are things that you know. But I want you to be reminded that you have God's help. In that course, you have God's help. In that business, you have God's help. Listen to me. When somebody asks you, how are you going to do that thing? You know your response to them? God will help me. Say that to yourself. Say, God will help me. So, how are you going to start that business?
God will help me.
God will help me. Who do you know from that connection site that God will help me? God will help me. How are you going to do the work of the ministry He has called you to do? God will help me. Say that with some conviction. Say in every situation. Say I am helped. Yes, say I'm helped. And say this: God will help. It means that His help is always going to be available to you in every situation and in every circumstance. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. How are you going to become that apostle? Is it going to be by your strength? Or is it going to be by your might? How are you going to manage that business? In your discipleship? In your life? I said, God will help me, help me. Say, God will help me, help me. Say, I'm helped by God. In every situation, what are you? Wherever you find yourself, in a strange town, a strange city, in your economics, in that relationship, say God will help me. Say God will help me. You know, one of the things I say, the same God that helped Kenneth Hagin, that same God will help me. Are you listening? The same God that helped Jesus, that same God will help me. Whatever it is you are believing God for, whoever that you can see, the God that helped him, that same God. I said that same God. That same God will help you. That same God will help you. Say I'm helped by God. Say I'm helped by God. So where you want to get the money for that application? Who are you speaking to concerning that issue so that person can help you? God will help me. Say God will help me. Say God will help me. Say I'm helped by God. Say in every situation, I'm helped by God. Say I'm helped by God. Say I'm helped by God. As a ministry, where are you going to get the land, the buildings? We are helped by God. We don't need to have anything. All we need to have is God. God will help us. I said, God will help us. Go ahead and pray in the Spirit. 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 Go ahead and pray in the Spirit.
This is happening in the family. What is your response?
The Lord will help me. The Lord will help me. Oh, the Lord is helping somebody. All you're going to do is that you're going to lift up your eyes. Look around you. From where is directly your help? Your help is going to come from God. Not from anyone that wants to shoot you, that wants to work you, that wants to be a man. Your help will come from God. Your help will come from God.
Go ahead and speak in tongues.
Help by God.
Help by God.
Help by God.
I am
revelation. By God, by man, by man, by God, by God, by God. Are you helped by God? Helped by God. I am helped by God. I am helped by God. Help by God. Help by God. In that situation, in that difficulty, in that hole, concerning that application, you are helped by God. In that situation, concerning that need, concerning that exercise, concerning that application, you are helped by God. Help by God. I'm helped by God. I'm helped by God. You are 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 helped by God. The name of the Lord is the Lord of power. The righteous run and are in that they are saved. The Lord of God.
Coming days are better. Come on, just lift up your hands. Yes. And just thank you. Just for a few 30 seconds. Today your mind tries to make God will help me. If it's something you are anticipating, you say God will help me because it's quite anticipatory. If it's something you need in an answer, I am helped by God. Father, we thank you.